Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several police officers were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Bala and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Khamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people have been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. The city is a flashpoint in the northern West Bank and is frequently raided by Israeli troops. Airstrikes there were rare before the war broke out in Gaza, but Israel's hit the territory's cities and towns, killing more than 500 people. I'm Charles De La Desma.
After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it is time to move on. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.